Let's take a pause from the election news for a few minutes to talk about music, gratitude, and laughter. It's time for Play It Forward, the series where musicians tell us about their work and the music that inspires them. Last time, Nick Hakim told us why he's thankful for a patriarch of New Age music. Laraji is 77 years old. His music is often used for meditation or yoga, and his two new albums return to his first musical instrument. They're called Sun Piano and Moon Piano. I asked Nick Hakim what inspires him about this music.
I am completely just infatuated with the world that he has created and the amount of music that he has just composed, and it feels like an absolute stream of consciousness.
And Laraji joins us now from Harlem. Welcome to Play It Forward.
Yes, welcome forward.
Well, first, what's your reaction to what we just heard from Nick Hakim?
Touching, and it's always soothing and confirming to hear the voice of a person who's been influenced or impacted by the music that spirit has brought through me.
He described your music as feeling like a stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, you say it's the music that the spirit has brought through you. Does making it feel that way for you, like a stream of consciousness?
Yes, I relate very well to that. Being in the moment and letting it flow, I feel that that's mostly what it's like, including the piano pieces I've just done. It being in the moment, not so much focus on what the structure is going to be, but let, I call it celestial structure, spontaneously unfolds.
If I'm not mistaken, the piano was the first instrument you ever learned. So did building this album around piano music feel like a return to something from your childhood?
It feels like taking a dream off of the shelf. And I guess in the back of my mind, I fantasize about doing a piano album and playing the piano in a church, an empty church. Felt like a connection to my first experience of piano, which was in a church.
Can you just paint a picture for us of that world? What decade are we in? What city are we in where you're this kid playing the piano in the church?
Yes, it's about 1952 or 53, Second Baptist Church of Perth Amboy, New Jersey. We had in our church people from the South who had immigrated from the South. So we had a lot of Southern energy in the church. And a preacher was more of like sometimes a very fiery preacher. But it was always centered in something that had to do with the Bible or with the character, the person called Jesus.
And so when did that musical experience tied to the Baptist church become something tied to the spirituality that you practice today? What was that transition like?
I realized by the way people were responding to my music that this musical instrument or my musical direction was supporting people and having meaningful internal experiences, soothing, relaxing, nurturing, releasing, uplifting.
Laughing is a key part of your practice as a musician.
And again, inhaling, and let the entire breath be a laughter while we are incorporating our water body.
Can you tell us about the connection there?
Well, laughter has always been the juice of my life in growing up in a family that was very laughter friendly, uncles, aunts, cousins. So somewhere in high school when I began exploring comedy, writing comedy, and then into college performing with various comedy teams.
I'm sorry, you were a comedian before or while you were a musician? I was totally unaware of that.
Yes, I came from Howard University to New York, where I pursued stand-up comedy. Started out at the Bitter Inn, Cafe Wa, and the Hootenanny, and then got booked into Apollo Theater and started touring around some parts of the world with something called a Job Corps entertainment troupe.
And what made you think that could be incorporated into this sort of ambient mystical music that you were making?
The laughter led me to practicing laughter meditation. Hmm. And when I heard about it, I thought that was quite unusual. To laugh when you get out of bed in the morning, or before getting out of bed, to laugh for 15 minutes with your eyes closed. And I tried that exercise in the early 80s after hearing about that. And I thought, how cool is this?
Laugh in your first breath. Let your first breath be flooded with laughter. Let laughter flood through all the breath. Laugh. Laugh a lot. Laugh
often. Laraji, it's now your turn to tell us about a musician who you are thankful for. So who would you like to introduce us to?
Well, Mia Doe Todd is a musician that I've had an opportunity over the last 3 or 4 years to be in close contact with.
Come on, summer, give me a smile.
Because of myself and my partner, we've traveled to California quite a bit, and a friend of a friend got us a place to stay so we wouldn't have to deal with hotel expenses. And one of those places was at the home of Mia and her family. And so I got to know Mia's voice, soft, gentle, and got to know some of her album work. And one of the songs that sticks out very clearly when I think about her is My Baby Lives in Paris.
Well, we're going to go to Mia Doe Todd next. And so what would you like to say to her?
I'd like to say...
Is that a code? Is she going to know what that means?
Yeah. And say that her sweet, silky, soft, patient, kind energy has transformed my experience of California.
Well, Laraji, it has been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ari.
His new albums are called Sun Piano and Moon Piano, and we'll talk to Mia Doe Todd in the next episode of Play It Forward.